Welcome to Inspired Living with Mark and Kim. Every Wednesday, Mark and Kim, along with their special guests, will explore thought-provoking topics and ideas that promote creativity, self-help, healing, happiness, and well-being to inspire you on your spiritual journey. Each week, Mark and Kim will discuss different paths to achieving a more spiritual, balanced, happy, and healthy lifestyle. Topics will elevate consciousness and range from metaphysics to the human and social experience, and all things spiritual. Welcome to an inspired community that offers support, encouragement, and new ways of thinking. Mark and Kim are tested, certified, and professional spiritual mediums, metaphysical teachers, healers, and spiritual advisors with their own individual spiritual practices in Seattle, Washington, and Los Angeles, California. You are the inspired and the inspiration.
Welcome to Inspired Living with Mark and Kim on this beautiful Wisdom Wednesday. Thank you all so much for being with us today. Boy, do we have a good show ahead of us. I'm so excited to bring our two guests on today. We're all in for a real treat, I'll say that. The topic today is Saint Germain and also love-based methods for creating lasting change by Saint Germain. So we're going to experience again some trans-channeling with our guest Jane Hallowell. So we have a real, this next hour is going to be amazing. Not only that, but she's also open, and so Saint Germain, to taking your questions. So if there's any area of your life that you'd like to receive guidance from Saint Germain, we'll be doing that probably the second half of the show, but be with us. There's so much to cover today around my favorite topic, the topic of love. But first, I'm Kim Falcon, live from the beautiful state of Virginia. If you'd like to connect with me, you can do so at lovefirst.info. Certainly, if there's anything I can do in the way of readings, healings, or hypnosis, please, please do not hesitate to reach out. You can also connect with me on social media and join me on Fridays on Facebook Live at 12 Eastern, 9 Pacific for Aloha Freedom Fridays, which is all about conscious conversation, Q&A, and mini guidance readings. This week's Aloha Freedom Friday topic is the new relationship paradigm and template. What do our relationships look like when we collectively raise in consciousness? You want to know, join me on Friday. Also today, my partner in crime, my co-host, Mark Lanehart, the intuitive prospector, is on vacation. So I just want to wish Mark and his lovely wife a beautiful vacation week. If you're interested in learning more about the intuitive prospector and all of the great work he's doing in the Northwest, you can find him at marklanehart.com or search the Intuitive Prospector. Today, you can call us live at 202-570-7057, and you can call in and ask us any questions that you might have around any topic of life. That's what we do here on Wisdom Wednesday. So today is your day to do that, and there's not a better time to do it when we've got guests like Jane and also our guest, Saint Germain, who's very, very special. I can't wait for you all to experience Saint Germain if you have not already. You can interact with us on social media. You can find us on Facebook under Inspired Living Radio, Twitter, and Instagram under Inspired for Us. And you can learn about upcoming shows and also send through your questions and comments on social media. We do check our sites, and I'll be checking our Facebook page throughout the show today. You can listen to all of our archives on Own Times Radio, Podbean, SoundCloud, marklanehart.com, YouTube, iTunes, and lovefirst.info. So without further delay, today's guest, Jane Hallowell, she began her work as a spirit medium simply by hearing the voice of Saint Germain and sharing his messages. And soon after that, Jane began to speak his words as a trans channel. So as a trans channel, Jane is conscious during her work with the clients, but Saint Germain comes through and he uses her mind and voice to communicate the information being conveyed. Jane works from a Christian foundation with people all over the world from her home in Southwest Ohio. And She does a lot of beautiful work out there with some of the classes that she's teaching, and also in the sessions that she holds. She's the author as well of 4 channel books, and her most recent book is entitled Death, What Is It? So, Jane Helwa, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you, Kim. I'm happy to be here. Thank you so much.
Yeah, you know, I just want to share with the audience, Jane, I found you, we never say by mistake because it really isn't. And I forget what I was looking up. I might have been looking up soul contracts or something like that. And your name came up. And I really appreciate the work that you were doing. And I thought, you know, I'm going to have a session with Jane and St. Germain and just get the experience of what this is all about. And now I know why it's very important for me to connect with you, because it was during that session, Jane, I don't know if you remember that, it was confirmed to me that Melchizedek is one of my master teachers, and he's been coming through in my meditations. But I really hadn't understand why yet until it was that you and St. Germain delivered that beautiful message. So it was, you know, it was that aha moment. Oh, I see.
Master.
Go ahead. What's that?
Yeah. I said he's quite a master to work with.
Yeah, I'll tell you. Yes. I ever since that session, I've been working with him a little bit more closely, and as you said in our session, my sessions have, you know, elevated from that, from because of that as well, I'll say. So thank you very much. And after that, of course, I thought, well, I'd love to have Jane on, and I'd love our audience to be, you know, exposed to St. Germain for those of you who have not, and also Jane's beautiful work too. So Jane, talk to us a little bit about your work today. What is it? Tell us a little bit about the work that you're doing, and how did you get to where you are?
It was kind of a surprise for me. About 7.5 years ago, Kim, I was actually, you know, working a regular job Monday through Friday, and one morning was woken up by a loud voice that said, "Arise, arise, and hear the clarion call for one and for all." And I literally fell out of bed on the floor, grabbed my husband. I said, "Someone's in the house." He ran around the house. He said, "Nobody's in the house." And I spent some quiet time after that for a couple of hours. And I said, "Who's trying to get my attention?" And the Ascended Master Saint Germain came in, and he said, "We are going to work together." He said, "I've been with you since you were a little girl." He said, "But you were not ready yet to take on this responsibility." And so that's the first thing he said to me. And the second thing he said to me was, "You are a Holy Spirit, and everyone you see is filled with divine love, and do not forget that." And so that began. I left my job and went to work full-time for St. Germain.
Isn't that something, you know, it's really amazing, the soul's work in this lifetime and really how, you know, life unfolds for us. But that's an incredible story, Jane. And, you know, I've had, you know, experience like that too, working in the corporate world. And it's like, you know, you would never imagine kind of the change that's going to take place when it does, because it really, it changes everything about you and the world around you, doesn't it?
It does. And for me, of course, I learned so much from St. Germain, and I'm still learning. I learn from readings sometimes that he comes in and speaks to people, and I'm learning at the same time I'm actually facilitating the reading. So it's just a constant process. When I think there's not anything else he can possibly teach me, there's something new.
Right. Goodness. Yes, that's how it works too. So now, talk to us a little bit about who St. Germain is, and what is the work that St. Germain does with humanity?
Saint Germain is mainly interested, you know, in the United States. He's when you look at all the masters, he has a special interest in what he calls America, and that is always, I guess, that's been the case for many years. He is best perhaps known for his life as Saint Joseph, who was the father of Jesus, and a lot of people don't realize. He also was a famous nobleman who was considered an alchemist in France in his last life. He's been embodied, and he's been a saint. He's a deeply loving, I kind of think of him as a grandfather sometimes, a deeply loving soul. With so much, you know, in his background to share with us. For the audience, you know, of course, we're always, you know, the sum of all of our unconscious memories. So Saint Germain goes back a long way and brings all this great wisdom into the world for all of us.
Mm-hmm. I'm so grateful for all these beautiful beings that are just loving us, supporting us, guiding us. Why is it that his interest is in the U.S. in particular?
You know, I really am not sure that I can answer that question, but we go way back to the turn of the century, around the 1920s, the early part of that century. He was very active in the world, in places across the world, especially the Grand Tetons. A lot of people have heard about many of the books at that time. There are books called the I Am Discourses, many of the old books that were channeled by other people who were working with Saint Germain. And supposedly he was, you know, very, very active and actually physically present sometimes. And one of the things I can say is, in my own experience, is that he has come forward and come to me physically, in a sense that I can see him. I wouldn't say that he's physical. He's in a spiritual body, in his etheric body. But I've had the opportunity for him to come to me and to stand before me and for me to actually see him with my open eyes. So masters of this magnitude, they can be seen in our physical experience, and that was often the case back in the early part of the century when there were other people channeling him and talking about their actual connection with him, seeing him, and working with him actually here on the earth plane, so to speak.
Interesting. And now, if people would, what ways can people? How can he best support somebody if they're interested in working with him? Are there areas of life that he might specialize in too, or is it just everything?
In my own experience, his interest is in healing modalities. I've learned so much about my whole lifestyle and the things I was doing wrong, and he's kind of beat me up over that. That he's very, very interested in the mind. And I've taken many teachings from him about the use of our thoughts. He's been preaching to me for 8 years now about watching my thoughts, because my thoughts create my reality. And that's true for everybody in the audience, too. I believe that thoroughly and completely now. So he's very interested in the mind. And he's, you know, he comes for people, I think, that are old souls. I think these master teachers like Saint Germain or Melchizedek for you, for instance, or, you know, some of the archangels and Saint Francis of Assisi and some of these saints, they come in for very old souls. And for the purpose of being able to teach us, to carry on the teachings and to share them with others. So it's not everybody I do a reading for will I see a master teacher. Lots of times I'll see guides, or I will definitely see the archangels. that are associated with them, or their own individual guardian angel. But not that often does somebody have someone like a Saint Germain.
And when you talk about healing, Jane, with Saint Germain, is there any type of healing that he focuses on, or any, or is anything specific to what he focuses on with healing, or just healing overall?
Oh no, he's actually very specific.
Okay.
I just did a big healing seminar a couple of weeks ago, and one of the things that the first thing he did was to tell me that I needed to give up all animal products from my diet, get rid of them. And I was at Thanksgiving dinner, this was just after he came into my life, and I couldn't touch the turkey. I was like, I can't even think about putting turkey in my mouth. And so I have, since he's come in my life, I've followed a vegan diet. And he told me recently, he said, you have changed your body in ways that you can't even imagine. He said, you've extended your life in ways, and our work together too, in ways that you cannot even imagine. So that's one thing. It's what we eat. He does not like, he's very concerned about the quality of our food, and particularly the use of pesticides, the animals being given, let's say, steroids. He says you wouldn't want to take that into your body. He's very concerned about the fish, the oceans. He's talked to me a lot about the oceans not being clean. And so those are things that are important to him. He has taught me to place significance, I mean, to see symbols everywhere and to not to overlook anything. So I see more clearly these days because I am aware that there are messages and there are in symbols and in encounters with other people that there are very few accidents. And he's, you know, taught me that that's very true, that we meet the people we need to meet, that this doesn't just happen by accident, and that not that our lives are overly programmed, not that that's the case, but that there's more, let's say, organization than most people think. He's also taught me to pay attention to everything. You know, I'm aware of my environment. I'm aware of the people I meet. So it's I think raised my level of, I guess the word would be, attunement or clarity in every situation that crosses my path. Does that kind of answer your question?
Yes, right. Well, and on that note, we're going to be heading into our first break here. But stay with us. We'll be back in 2 minutes as we continue our conversation with Jane and her work with Saint Germain.
The future of internet radio is here. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Namaste, friends. This is Deva Pramal and Mitten, and we wanted to let you know that we will be in America and Canada this May. We'll be coming with our Wings of Mantra World Tour, coming up the West Coast to Boulder, Santa Fe, Sedona, Scottsdale, Santa Barbara, L.A., Marin, Santa Cruz, San Jose, Escondido, Edmonds, and up to Canada to Victoria and Vancouver. You can find details on our website, devapramalmiten.com. Hope to see you there. Lots of love. Namaste.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community. Are you seeking answers to life questions? Would you like to connect to a departed loved one? Are you suffering from pain, stress, or anxiety? Kimberly Thalkin is a tested, certified, and professional psychic, spiritual medium, energy healer, hypnotherapist, and the founder of Love First, where life transformations happen. Love First services support, guide, and empower individuals by connecting them to their highest potential to live a healthier, joyful, and meaningful life that's filled with purpose. All services can be done by phone, Skype, or in person in Encino, California. Please visit lovefirst.info. That's LOVEFIRST.info for more information. Death Row Dogs Rescue is a 100% all-volunteer, no-kill rescue 501c3 nonprofit organization. We are run solely by volunteers who dedicate their time and resources for the past 30 years to rescuing homeless pets from the streets in Los Angeles and surrounding areas, and from city and county animal shelters who are on death row, often moments away from being euthanized. We provide housing, medical care, and training to these neglected, abused, and often severely injured animals. Donate now, save a life, and allow these beautiful dogs to experience a home life filled with love. All donations are greatly appreciated and are tax deductible. Please visit www.deathrowdogsrescue.com to see some of our amazing dogs who need homes. Do not breed or buy. Make adoption your first option.
And welcome back to Inspired Living with Mark and Kim. I am hosting solo today with our special guests, Jane Hallowell and Saint Germain. So, Jane, just real quickly, if you want to let the listeners know, what's the best way that they can reach out to you to connect with you?
The best way is to you go to my website, which is janehallowell.com. It's my name. And that's H-A-L-L-I-W-E-L-L, or jane@janehallowell.com via email. That's the best way. And I have a presence on the web, so you'll find me.
Excellent. Okay, perfect, because I know that you've got a lot of upcoming classes and stuff and events that you do. So anybody, in fact, I believe you're doing one right after the show. So anybody who's interested in learning more about Jane's events and her classes and workshops, please check out her website at janehallowell.com. Before we went to break, you were talking about the many ways in which St. Germain works with healing. And I got to tell you, Jane, I feel like that message was in part for me to reaffirm what I've been getting to about animal products and, in particular, the ocean. Yeah, it's very interesting. I've been getting that a lot in my meditations. I haven't given up everything yet. But that's been coming pretty strongly through to me, too. I eat seafood, and I was getting in meditation, too, from Melchizedek, the same messages. So thank you for sharing that with all of us. And a lot of times messages we get, from others are messages for ourselves that reaffirm what it is we already know to be true. So before we go on, I do want to make sure that we get to our caller. We've got a caller on the line, Sheila from Ireland, calling all the way from the beautiful country of Ireland. Sheila, welcome to Inspired Living. How can we help you today?
Hi, Kimberly. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Thank you for joining us.
I started to cry there earlier when Jane said about St. Joseph, because I've had a devotion to St. Joseph for 50 years, and that he's part of St. Germain is just amazing. What I wanted to ask you, if you can help me with either of you, a relationship issue. It's very heartbreaking the past 15 months.
Okay. You've been together for a while?
Go ahead.
Have you been together for a while, Sheila?
Yes, a long time. Yeah.
Okay, so hold on for a second. Let me see what Saint Germain says. I've asked him to be here today.
Thank you.
He's showing me that the there wasn't an equal, there wasn't equality between you. Particularly, he's showing me the symbol for unequal, and the sense that maybe you are not emotionally on the same level in terms of your feelings for each other. Do you understand that?
Yes.
It's like an imbalance.
Yes.
It's like a balance. And that because of that, you shouldn't, he's saying, don't be upset. He's saying that, you know, ultimately it is for the best in the sense that if there is that, and I feel it's a very, very big imbalance, you're ultimately, you know, you're going to separate anyways. And it's hard.
And do you think, do you think we're going to separate?
It feels like there's a tremendous imbalance, that you don't, there's not a synergy, there's not a connection. Somewhere there's a missing piece there. Are you able to talk about everything?
Well, this person sort of betrayed me and won't admit to it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, that's a real imbalance. And so you have to really consider this seriously. Hold on. Saint Germain says, don't be too wrapped up in this. He says, there's others out there for you.
Okay.
Okay. Where are you,
okay.
Sheila? Where in Ireland are you?
I'm in Southern Ireland, Jane.
Oh, near Cork?
Yeah. Yes, near Cork. Yeah, yeah.
I'm a dual citizen with Ireland. I love. I love hearing your voice.
That's amazing. That's amazing.
Don't be hesitant to move on with your life. Really.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, Sheila, I'm just going to add to that too. You know, I just feel like this person that you're in a relationship with, it asks a lot from you, or that you give a lot. So it, you know, in extension to what Saint Germain is saying, you're going to be learning about that, you know, within yourself as you move forward, and what kind of relationship it is you do want to bring into your reality and experiences. There's a big lesson there about, you know, how much you give versus how much you receive, you know. So and mm-hmm. just like Jane and Saint Germain was saying, there's a big imbalance there. So I'll just leave you with that too. But you know, once you bring that back into balance within yourself, I feel like you're going to be so relieved, like, you know, to have moved past that, you know, to move past that. Yeah, and to see that there are new experiences it is that you could have where like Jane was saying, where there is balance. But I just feel like a big relief. You know, it feels very heavy on you right now, you know, because that kind of transition is always difficult, right? Change is always difficult for us, usually. I mean, I won't say always, but typically speaking, it is. But I just feel you're going to feel so much lighter after having moved through that and cleared some of that up within yourself. So thank you so much for calling in, Sheila. I really do appreciate it. Thank you for your help. Thank you. Thanks very much, Kimberly.
Yes.
Much love to you. So Jane and Saint Germain, bye-bye. Thank you so much, Jane and Saint Germain, for sharing, you know, the wisdom there for Sheila. But also Saint Germain was talking a lot about, the topic for today, what he wanted to talk about was love-based methods for creating lasting change, and the call that we got was around love. Love for others, but also, you know, feels like love for herself too, love for ourselves. So what would you like to share? What would Saint Germain like to share with our audience on this love-based methods? What are some important methods for us?
Well, one of the things I thought I would do is, if you're all right with it, I thought I'd let him speak to the audience and channel.
Yes, thank you so much. And I will just step aside and let you do your thing.
Okay, I asked Saint Germain if he would talk to this audience about how they would grow spiritually And so I'm going to let him speak. And what I'll do is there'll be a little bit of a pause for all of you that are listening, because it takes me just a few minutes, maybe a few seconds, really. I'm very fast at going away, but he has to overshadow me. So just be patient for a moment, and then I'm going to let him speak through me. Okay, so I'm going to start now.
Okay.
God bless you, dear ones. This is Saint Germain. It is with great love I speak with you this day. It is a pleasure to be called into the energy of those who wish to better understand themselves as spiritual beings. For you see, the first step in expanding your sense of who you are is to release the identification with your physical forms. Your body, you see, is your vehicle. It will simply carry the eternal part of you through this life. Remember, it is not who you are. You are energy or pure consciousness, and you are called to work with this higher vibration. The body is dense, and it is not who you are. It is imperative, however, that you take care of this vehicle called the human body in order to fully complete the cycle of your life on Earth. Treat this body with care. It is your sacred temple. Always give it natural substances, avoiding the animal flesh. You see, there is emotion attached to the animal flesh, and this belongs outside of your vehicle. To grow spiritually and assist other souls on their spiritual paths, you must release these emotions. I remind you that spirit is everywhere, and you are the totality of all your vast experiences throughout time. Remember, everything in life is a lesson, and you are always using the unconscious memories of past experiences in your daily encounters with other souls. It is the manner, you see, in which one relates to these challenges and the experiences they bring that is most important. It is your spirit, you see, that engages with others. In any encounter with another human being, there is a spiritual encounter, not a body encounter. See all other souls from this higher vibration. See them as love. You are love. Send love to everyone you meet, and it will be returned to you, as love is an invisible power. Love souls, you see, without conditions. When you give to others in this way, without concern for yourself, the energy moves in circles and returns to you multiplied. Every soul is worthy of love, and the more you release this energy called love, the greater the return of the same to yourself. Why would you not use such a great gift? See yourselves as creators. Through your thoughts, you bring forward into your lives the experience, activities, and people needed to grow spiritually. Your thoughts are powerful as they are energetic. A thought always precedes a physical manifestation. Focus your thoughts and desires on what you wish to see in the visible world. Monitor these thoughts continuously, and you will create what you need to grow and prosper in this life. There are thoughts behind words, and these can be felt and seen. Old souls see these thoughts and send them outward. This is why one must always send thoughts of love. Do not waste your precious time. See and use this life as an opportunity to move ahead in the classroom we call Earth. Remember, you are never alone, and there is one who has been chosen to stand by your side throughout your physical lives. These are your guides, and they are matched to you carefully. This is a relationship you must cultivate, for it is your guides who assist you in using all available time in the physical experience to understand yourself as the glorious beings you are. Give yourself the gift of silence each and every day. Do not allow outside noises and distractions to take your attention away from your inner temple. In this way, you give love to yourself, just as you extend it to others. Use this life to connect with the spiritual realm. We await you. God bless. This is Saint Germain. Did you hear it okay, Kim?
Everybody? That was beautiful. That was beautiful, Jane. Thank you so much. She just has just such amazing messages. Just, it's so heartfelt, you know, when it comes through. It's so pure. Really, so pure. So thank you for sharing with us that message and to Saint Germain.
He's the man.
He's the man. Yeah.
I
was just taking some notes down on some of the beautiful parts of his message, and just one of the first things that came up just as based on our earlier conversation of what it is we put into our body, because he spent some time talking about that the animals by which we get animal products from hold emotions, because the animals hold emotions. So when we put that into our body, that we're putting their emotions into our body, and it doesn't belong, he said, in our physical vessel.
Yeah. I've heard that before from him. And he loves he always loves to mention that, because he feels, I think, that this is a message he'd like to get out to people, because we just take for granted what we put in our bodies. And
yeah.
So I'm glad he's, yeah.
And on that note, we're going to be going to break here for 2 minutes. So stay with us. And when we come back, we're going to continue this lovely conversation with Jane and also with Saint Germain. We'll be back in 2 minutes. Stay with us.
The cutting edge of conscious radio, Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Have you wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
One planet, 7.3 billion people, only one you. Life offers us many opportunities and learning experiences. Are you ready to explore and discover this beautiful planet, the life and energy all around us, the spiritual world, and what is unseen, along with your own personal soul adventure? Mark Lanehart, the intuitive prospector, is the spiritual connection you have been prospecting for. Internationally known as a tested and professional clairvoyant medium and spiritual advisor, Mark's work as a metaphysical teacher, medical instructor, radio show host, inspirational writer, and hiking guide are here to help you on a journey of self-discovery, healing, inspiration, education, and a whole lot of spiritual awesomeness. Dare to dream. Dare to explore. Dare to live. For more information on Mark's spiritual practice in Seattle, Washington, please visit marklanehart.com or internet search The Intuitive Prospector.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
Opiates has taken everything and everyone I've ever loved away from me. Everything.
I blew my ankle out and I got prescribed pain pills by my doctor.
If making my detox public is going to help somebody, I'm all for it. I just wish I would have had a warning.
Opioid dependence can happen after just 5 days. Know the truth. Spread the truth. A message from Truth, the Ad Council, and ONDCP.
And welcome back to Inspired Living with Mark and Kim. Mark is out on vacation this week, so I'm hosting solo with our special guests today, Jane Hallowell and Saint Germain, as we talk about the very important topic of love-based methods for creating lasting change. So hopefully you all heard that beautiful delivery that Saint Germain shared with us on all the very important things for us to remember as we walk our path here on Earth. So, Jane, for those who are interested in connecting with you, and perhaps you want to hear what messages Saint Germain has for you that are specific and unique to you, you can find out more about her work and connect with Jane at janehallowell.com. It's also on our Facebook page and on social media. But, you know, when you were giving the message to Jane, he said that every soul is worthy of love.
Yes, that's
powerful, right?
Very, very powerful. Everyone, regardless of, I mean, everybody is at a different level. We have to understand that, you know, we're in a world that is composed of people that are very, very old souls and people that are very young ones, and but everybody's worthy and everybody's on their in their own place, their own trajectory to fully understanding themselves as spiritual beings, because really at our core we are spiritual beings. So yes, everybody is worthy. Everybody, even those very very young souls.
Right. Even the people that we still haven't been kind in the world, everybody is worthy of love. And it's like you said, you know, at our core, we are love. So how can we not, you know, deserve what it is that we are? How can we not, you know, how can we not, have what it is we truly are to begin with? So, that's important to remember, because, you know, Saint Germain also said that every encounter that we have is a spiritual encounter. Not a physical one. Yeah. Go ahead.
That's right. If you think of it that way, if folks who are listening go out into their world and think of the relationships in that way, it's amazing how different the communication can be between people to approach everything from that platform. Saint Germain, he says, send thoughts of love all the time, and that will change the dialogue between you.
Yeah, that's such an important thing to be reminded of, just because that's very powerful too. And you know, so much of our time we're busy doing what it is we're doing, and we don't actually think, you know, and it can really shift people's lives. You know, even they don't even have to know you're sending them love, but we receive that energy as spiritual beings, even if we don't, even if we're not consciously aware of it, and divine love or love can shift everything for us and those around us. So I love being reminded of that.
Yeah, and you can, I mean, I would challenge the audience to pick somebody that they have a difficult relationship with.
There you go, right.
It happens. It's amazing. It changes. So.
That's right. Get a piece of paper out and pen and start writing down the names, everybody. Who is it that you would least likely want to put on that list, and put them on your list, and then send them love from your heart, from your heart.
Exactly.
And see how things shift around that. I love it. So, you know, another really important thing that, you know, Saint Germain brings up is the importance of our thoughts, that we're powerful, creative beings, and that we create our physical experience through our powerful thoughts. And yet so many people In my experience, the conversations I have, there are a lot of people out there that don't understand that, and they feel that they feel disempowered through life because they don't understand their own abilities in that way. They don't see themselves as creators.
Exactly, exactly. I've learned so much about thoughts. Saint Germain says we can send a thought anywhere to anyone. And he also has surprised me in the beginning days of our work. He said, why would you waste your thoughts? Because I like to talk out loud. And I remember driving my car down the road, and all of a sudden Saint Germain came in, and he said, why would you waste your thoughts? And I began to think about it. So he doesn't like me to talk out loud. And so I try to keep your own counsel. Keep your thoughts within your body temple. And so
that's interesting.
Yeah, it's been very hard for me because, and I'm sure a lot of people in the audience like to, you know, they're driving their cars and they're talking out loud and they're going through their day. And now I do it in silence. I go about my day trying to keep a level of silence that wasn't true for me before Saint Germain came into my life.
Yeah, so, that is a different, I love it. I mean, that, we don't really think about that, but I can imagine that would have a pretty profound effect, keeping your thoughts inside.
Yeah. He says thoughts are things, and he's, you know, said, see what happens when you send thoughts to others. They will be felt, they will be recognized, and when you do that, it's interesting if you watch the other person to see if there's a response. It's very interesting. As if when you're sending a thought directly to someone in a quiet place and they immediately get the thought, they turn around and look. And so he has fully convinced me that there's power in our thoughts.
Oh, sure. Now, does he say anything about telepathic communication? How we can, how we are telepathically communicating with one another?
Yes, and we've had some interesting conversations about that. In my book, Death, What Is It? In that book, he explained to me that we can have telepathic communication with our loved ones that have crossed over. If our loved ones want to have the communication, he said it has to be that they want to have the communication. And I have found that to be very interesting. But he said to me then, he said, you know, you have the ability to telepathically communicate with anybody. We're not just talking about those that have crossed over, but with people in your life. So I began to try it on my husband, and it was remarkable. He says, telepathic communication is your natural way of communicating. He says, when you come here, he said, that's the way we communicate with each other. So he says, why don't you practice while you're still in your physical body?
There you go. Oh, so is your husband taking out the trash now and picking up the house without having to say anything?
Well, the first time I tried it on him, we were in a theater, and I was thinking to myself, I was thinking, I don't like sitting in the middle of the theater. I want to sit on the aisle. And so I sent those thoughts to my husband, Don, and I kept thinking them, Don, we don't want to sit in the middle of the theater. We want to sit on the aisle. And going home, he turned to me in the automobile, and he said, you know, he said, I was thinking when we were sitting there that I'm going to buy tickets on the aisle next time. So I went, okay. Hooray! I've got the secret.
Oh, there you go. That's a fun exercise to do.
But that's the way a medium talks. That's the way a medium talks to the other side. You know, it's
that's right.
Yeah.
You know, I'll share a little example of that recently too. Is there's a colleague of mine that I'm working with, and I said, oh, you know, I'll get that email out tomorrow. And that next day came, and I could actually hear him telling me, get that email out, reminding me, like, send the email out. And I'm sitting here at my desk, going, okay, I got it. I'm going to do it. I heard this. I heard it come through.
I wouldn't be surprised at all if that was the case, because you're so intuitive in yourself. And,
yeah.
So, I mean, it's good for the audience to know that if they're in a quiet space somewhere and they pick up the thoughts of someone else, that they shouldn't dismiss it, you know?
That's right. So, now, one of the other things that Saint Germain talks about, too, and this is oftentimes what so many forget or don't even realize or don't know, that he explains we're never alone, that we are always surrounded by angels, master teachers, just those in spirit that are loving us, guiding us, supporting us. What's the best way for people who are unaware of this or who may not hold that belief to believe it for themselves, to see it, experience it for themselves?
Well, the best way, I think, to know that is to have a personal connection with your guides, and they're more likely to be more in your space rather than the angelic support. But I always tell my students, when they begin to make the connection with guides, is to ask your guide to touch you physically. And Saint Germain has concurred that that is possible. He says, when I feel certain spirits, I feel them on my physical body. Saint Germain came, when he came to me the first time, it was a feeling of heat, and he came in over my head, and it was like someone hugged me. So there was a physical part of that. When Saint Padre Pio, I work with Saint Padre Pio, and he often puts his hand on my head, and invariably I know it's him. It's just I feel the hand. And so I tell my students, ask your guides to touch you in some way on your physical body. And they have to be diligent over a period of time to ask and to sit quietly. I advocate meditation and some quiet time every day. And there'll be a moment when they feel it. And they'll say, and they should telepathically, is this my guide? And they should get a response. And I've had most of my students have been able to make the physical connection with their guides. And that will tell you you're not alone.
Absolutely. Now, and what are some of the ways that our guides and our teachers will do that physically? What are some of the ways that you've come across, and you've shared some of your experiences, but like with your students, how they experienced it?
They experience it very personally. Everyone is a little bit different, and sometimes someone will say, I just feel heat. I just feel heat. Or someone will say, I feel someone's, you know, tapping me on the shoulder. Or, and sometimes they'll hear and also feel something around their ears, because the ears are very sensitive. And it's very, very unique and different for each person. But if you have the desire to make that connection, they want the connection. I mean, they give you such incredible service through the extent of our lives. They want to have a relationship. And we're so caught up in our everyday lives that we forget that. And we don't take – there are very few people that even take 15 or 20 minutes a day to sit quietly.
I know. And that can be very challenging for some people. They don't know what to do with themselves because they're not used to doing that.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly. And it is, they're definitely not. But in this world that we live in, you know, we need, at least I know working spiritually, I need it. I have to take the time. But I encourage everybody who wants to grow spiritually to have a little bit of, whether they call it prayer time or meditation or I tell my students, put it on your day timer, put it on your calendar. That's how important it is.
Yes, that's right. It is amazing, like, how busy we get in our minds and how busy we get in life, that You know, for you, for me, we do this for our work, so it's something that we want, that we need. But for those that I share that with too, and you're gonna sit in silence, just try 10 minutes a day. That 10 minutes is a painful 10 minutes for them because their mind is so wanting to distract them with other things. Hard for them to sit still.
Yes, that's why I'll tell somebody that has that problem to do something in their meditation. Like, for instance, I'll say if somebody's a Catholic, they can say the rosary because that's doing something. Or if you have prayer beads, there are different kinds of prayer beads. There are in different cultures, use prayer beads because that is something that you're actually doing. And then later maybe you'll be able to step into the silence.
Yeah, that's a beautiful suggestion to help ease us into that process, get more comfortable with it, get comfortable with how it feels to be in that state of being. So, Jean, thank you so much to you and St. Germain for being with us today and just sharing such special, beautiful advice and wisdom, I should say wisdom, really. And we just want to say thank you so much. And to everybody, check out Jane's website at janehallowell.com. Until next week, always come from a place of love. Thank you for being here with us today.